Time now for our weekly Wisdom Watch conversation, where we talk with some of our most respected elders about some of today's important issues. Today, she is buff, she is lean, she is so very hot. She can bench press 90 pounds, deadlift 95, and squat 135. Oh, and she's 86 years old. Marjorie Newland joins us now from her home in Philadelphia. Welcome, Marjorie. Thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, talking to you. How are you?
I'm very well. You're a retired nurse. Now, were you always a fitness buff?
Well, I've always been active. I wasn't even concerned with fitness, but I did work out for quite a while, although I didn't start with the weights until 1992.
So mm-hmm. You would have been in your 70s.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What made you start lifting weights in your 70s?
Well, I knew, you know, we were talking a lot about osteoporosis at the time, and I knew that I needed to add something to what I was doing so that I could keep my bones and muscles strong. And I was also fascinated watching the fellows pick up these dumbbells, and I figured I could do it too.
Okay.
But I also knew that I needed to be trained to do it properly. So I did find a gym where the man trained me for 4 years. And, of course, in 3 months, he put me in a show.
Oh, is that right?
I didn't realize it was bodybuilding, though.
Really?
No. Almost the time to go on stage.
Now, you were in a bodybuilding competition.
Oh, yes.
Now, you know they wear those skimpy outfits in those bodybuilding competitions. Did you wear a bikini?
Yes, that was the outfit.
Okay.
And that was the last thing he told me before the show. And I figured, well, I wear a bikini on the beach, but I can't see standing in the audience by myself now with a bikini on. But I figured I don't want to back out because he's been so good to me. I'll do this. And when I got on stage, I was saying to myself, I'm not doing this again. And after it was over, he told me he put me in another show the next week.
My goodness.
So from then on, every year I competed sometimes 2 and 3 times a year. And I also competed in France and Italy.
What was your weight class? What weight class were you in?
I was in the Masters, and sometimes I was in the Open, and it just depended.
Did you ever win?
Oh, yes, yes. Sometimes I won the overall.
What do you think is your best body feature?
Oh, gosh, I don't know, because I'm skinny, I think. I think I am. I find it very difficult to keep my weight up, and yet people think I should stop bodybuilding or stop exercising because of that, but I think I still need to do it. But I don't know.
Take me back to the beginning. When you first showed up at the gym and you were, what, 70, 72 years old, and you wanted to start weight training, how did they treat you?
The fellows were very nice to me. They were all these big guys, and you had all of this weights, you know, and everything. But they were good to me.
It can be kind of intimidating walking into the gym for the first time, especially bodybuilder-type gyms.
So many women say that. They don't want to go in the gym because they're fellas in the gym. But that never bothered me. I was there for what I wanted to do.
I'm speaking with bodybuilder Marjorie Newland. She is profiled in the July issue of Ebony magazine. Do guys think you're cute?
Oh, yeah, I guess they do. Because the first place, I'm short, but I'm little.
But, I mean, the fact that I don't know if you can still press 90. I know when you're competing, you'd bench press 90. Is that at all a challenge to guys? Are they worried, like, oh, man, maybe she can lift more than I do?
Oh, yeah, especially when I squat. Because I can squat 135 pounds. And some of the guys, you know, don't do that. But then there's some that load all these weights on and they can do more than that.
Marjorie, we were talking about this in a conversation with a writer named Deborah Dickerson, who wrote an essay in Salon.com where she talked about the incidence of obesity and some of the obesity-related mm-hmm. diseases in the Black community. And she said that, you know, part of it is that she feels culturally Black people just have too much tolerance for overweight, for excessive weight, that they, you know, that they find that look more appealing and that there's some sort of cultural predisposition to that. And I don't know. I wonder if you think that that's true.
That might be so in some instances. I remember when I was coming up and my parents were West Indians and we lived in cultures in the city, clusters, I would say, in the city. And we visited around, we stayed in our own community. And I noticed, I would hear sometimes the adults talking, and if they said, she's a fine girl, you know she was heavy. And my mother always told me how skinny I was all the time, and I was always that way. Mm-hmm. So I think that this is what is acceptable sometimes in some, you know, some communities.
So what's your advice for senior citizens who, or really anyone who has not been exercising and would like to get fit? What advice do you have?
I say try to find a trainer, not necessarily a gym, because sometimes when you go into these gyms, you know, they just show you the equipment. And they want to sell you a trainer. So they're not interested, really, in helping out. And especially if a person is older, I think there's a special way that they should be trained. So I think you need to really look around and find a trainer. But then there are other things that you can do. Walking is very good. And you don't have to try to walk fast. Walk slowly, but try to do more each day if you're going to walk every day. And I say going up and down the steps, too, helps a lot. But some people can't do it. But whatever you can do, you do. You need to really be active.
And speaking of being active, are you going to break out the bikini this summer?
Well, I already did a couple weeks ago.
Well, you go,
In the show.
You go. Marjorie Newland is a bodybuilder. She joined us from her home in Philadelphia. She's profiled in the July issue of Ebony Magazine. Marjorie, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.